Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is one of the candidates that's running for the special Jefferson City Council election, is Pat Zamolik now joining us. So thank you very much, Pat, for being on.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, Pat, with this being a special city council election, some people probably know who you are, but there probably are people that don't have a good idea of who you are and what you're about. Can you please just tell us, first of all, a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I grew up in Jefferson. I've lived most of my life in Jefferson. There was about a 15-year span where I moved away for my work. We lived in Iowa. We lived in Wisconsin for about 5 years. And then I had the opportunity to move back to Jefferson. So we moved the family back here, raised our 3 children here. The youngest is in college now, so we're, I guess, technically empty nesters.
All right.
My wife is a school teacher here in Jefferson. She teaches elementary school, and she's done that about 14 years. For my career personally, I've been in the agricultural industry my entire career. I've worked in pretty much every facet of that business. I've been in operations. I've been in sales. I've been in procurement. So I've managed those businesses, so I think I got a pretty good rounded background in business. So that's a little bit about me.
All right. Well, now let's take a look at any main issues that you see the city of Jefferson should be facing.
The biggest thing that I see probably facing not only the city of Jefferson, but business in general, is the rising costs of doing business, of running a city. Infrastructure costs, you know, maintaining your roads, maintaining your waste treatment, your water treatment plants, rising costs of employees. You know, how is a city like Jefferson going to deal with that budget shortfall? You know, that's going to be a big thing in the future that we're going to have to deal with. You know, the money has to come from somewhere, so where's it going to come from? I would also say that taking a look at our affordable housing in town, do we need to work with some builders or entrepreneurs or whatever? Do we have the right kind of housing? Do we need more single-family homes? Do we need more multifamily homes? What do we need to keep people in Jefferson and attract them to bring the businesses and or just generally live here? Probably the last thing, and I've heard a few people around town talking about this, is the city-owned buildings we have here. Mm. You know, we need to get those things done and moved out. Get them back in the hands of some people and some businesses and get them back on our tax rolls. Probably another little thing is, you know, the city does own some lots around town. Can we get some houses built on some of those lots if they're suitable?
Well, now let's move on into the, I know you mentioned the budget.
Yep.
So can you tell us, are there any areas of the budget that you would like to see make a change?
Yeah, so, you know, I was obviously at the budget meeting the other night. That was the first one I had attended, so we got a copy of the budget. I did look at it. I would like to, you know, if it was my choice in the future, I'm used to seeing a fairly detailed budget and working on it more over a long period of time where, you know, the city council, they have a, you know, I think they call it a workshop, and I'm not sure if they're going to have another one or not yet, but, you know, maybe have several more of those workshops where we can really dive into the numbers and see where those are coming from, where the income is being generated from, where the expenses are coming from, and then again, like I said earlier, how do we address those shortfalls if we do have those? So those are probably the biggest things.
Okay. Now, I know we've kind of gone over some of the issues, or at least you highlighted the issues that you think the city of Jefferson is facing here and could face in the future, along with some budgetary topics. Can you give us maybe some of the ideas that you have if you're elected to the city council?
Sure. I think that we need to continue to, and we do a good job now, but I think we need to continue to push working with local development groups, working with local entrepreneurs to attract people to Jefferson. Hmm. You know, I think that's going to be an ongoing thing. I think that Jefferson is, you know, obviously for me, it's been a good place to live, and, you know, I want to retire here. So how do you continue to make that a viable place to live? Plus doing that, it obviously spreads more cost. The cost of doing business, the increased cost over a bigger tax base. So that's the, I guess, secondary effect of that. The other thing is I would like to see, we talked earlier about these buildings uptown. When I've moved around a little bit, and the first thing I do is check out a website. What is the inventory of the buildings in the city? The housing, the retail sites. I haven't been able to find where those are located at, so do we go in with the Chamber of Commerce, do they develop a website, or do we work with local realtors to, as soon as the city buys those, get them on a website and start to market those buildings and get them out of our hands as soon as possible?
All right. Now, last question to wrap up our program here, Pat, and I'm guessing the most obvious is, why are you running for Jefferson City Council?
Yep. So, you know, Jefferson, I've lived here, like I said, my entire life. My parents lived here for 50-some years, mm-hmm. obviously. We always liked, enjoyed living in Jefferson. My kids enjoyed living in Jefferson. I think that I'm at a point now where I can help continue to move Jefferson forward, continue to make it a viable community where people want to move into, live, have businesses, and even retire there. So that's really why I want to get on the city council. I think I can help and make a difference.
All right. Well, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. One of the candidates running for the special Jefferson City Council election that's coming up on March 3rd is Pat Zmolik joining us once again. So thank you very much, Pat, for being on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more local news and information coming up right after this here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.